By following Bhakti or Bhagavad Dharma, this is such a high heard, just by hearing this, just by chanting through your tongue, or just by remembering, meditating in your heart, or accepting in your heart, or that who is going to follow this, if you support him, oh, he is very good devotee, he is performing such a high devotional service, even by saying these simple words, Bhagavan. And that person who is against all the world or who is antisocial element, maybe he might be an antisocial element, but still, now we will be discussing about these in detail, what that Sukriti, Dushkriti, etc. Now we are going to discuss all these things. Just by hearing this, we can understand that what we are having fault, is it unearth, or where we are, what stage we are in, that is why. If the anarthas are not removed, one cannot progress in bhakti, so it is important to know all these anarthas also. Bound since time immemorial, or the jiva is bound since time immemorial. The desire for material sense objects is the root cause of these anarthas. These are four types of anarth: sukritiyut, dushkritiyut, aparadut, and bhaktiyut. Translation.
Or not.
Duskriti Uttanartha. In the past life, whatever karma we have performed, as a result of this, we suffer materially. An attachment to this material sense objects, envy, attachment, rag, asmita, these are five types of clay. We discussed this earlier. In the second chapter, it has been described in detail. Whatever past empire activities we have performed in the past life, those reactions we get because of our past impact activity, they are called Duskriti Uttanartha. Means, what does it mean? It means that the jiva, he turned away from the Lord for a long, long time. He has attachment that, oh, this is mine, this is me. This is the root cause of all anartha. Considering this body to be self, and the relatives or anything connected to this world, this body, wealth, etc., is considered to be, this is mine. If you have such mentality, you cannot perform pure devotional service. From many, many past lives, he is conditioned in this stage. He even progresses to the stage of Madhyamadhikari, but still he is not able to control such mentality because of samskar. There are obstacles on the path of Shravan Kirtan, etc. Sukritiyut, those anartha which arise from pious activities, whatever pious activities you have performed in the past lives. All auspicious activities that you have performed, then you get, as a result of this, you get material sense objects, wealth, etc. These are called Sukriti Uttanartha. A sadhak, a devotee, practitioner, he has these, forced by these impressions, forced by the reactions or results of these pious activities, he develops desire to enjoy materially. This desire, Bhakti Mukti, Swarupa Goswami Shlok. In Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, it has been described in this shloka, Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, if desire for material sense object or the desire for liberation is like a pishachi or a witch, it stays there for a long time and Bhakti will not arise in such a heart. Impossible. The sadhaks should associate with the devotees. He should remove these desires for material sense enjoyment and liberation by the association of devotees. Aparadutta. Anarth arising out of offenses from the past lives or even in this life. Vaishnava aparad, nama aparad, etc. he has performed. These are called aparad utta anarth, or anarthas arising out of offenses. These are the most biggest obstacle on the path of bhakti, aparad utta. If you have performed Vaishnava aparad, these are the highest or biggest obstacles on the path of bhajan. You have to be very, very careful regarding this matter, especially nama aparad, doing offenses at Gurudev's feet or at Vaishnav's feet. You should be careful to avoid this. The writer of the scripture, Srila Vishwanathaswami Thakur, has mentioned this in great detail. He has warned to beware of the offenses. Just like a shadow, Namavas, a Bhajanavas, just like cotton when it is burned completely to ashes. By the avas or shadow of bhajan, all the anarth are removed, but aparad is not so easily removed. They are, if somebody has committed some offense and he accepts it and laments for the offenses and begs forgiveness for that person, from the person to whom he has offended, then it can be removed. Otherwise, not possible. And they will always remain as a big obstacle on the path of bhajan. Otherwise, it can even destroy bhakti right from the root itself. A sinful person can attain perfection on the path of bhakti, but an offensive person, it's impossible for him to attain perfection in bhakti. Like Ajamil, he was sinful, but just by chanting Narayan name, all his sins were removed. But aparad, if there is aparad in you, it is impossible to attain such perfection. What means aparad? Means unsatisfied with Hari, Guru and Vaishnava, showing dissatisfaction towards Hari, Guru and Vaishnava, they will remove from your heart the desire to perform bhajan. Killing someone, stealing or cheating somebody or speaking harshly to someone, behaving badly towards somebody, improper etiquette, taking away somebody else's voice or lose some the wealth of other persons, troubling others, criticizing others, drinking alcohol, meat, alcohol, egg, fish, etc. The Shastra says these are sinful activities. The Shastra describes these to be in different grades, Atipata, Anupata, and all these. All these can be removed by chanting Harinam, but aparad is so dangerous, especially if you are performing dhamma aparad, then it becomes like thunderbolt. That's why the writer of the scripture is warning us again and again. Do not criticize Vaishnavas, do not be offensive towards the Vaishnavas. Be very, very careful. All by chanting one name of Krishna, all the sinful reactions are burned to ashes. Just by chanting one name of Krishna, can remove all sinful reactions. And it can manifest prema bhakti. And one level of prema bhakti. Prema dawns in one heart. And due to this, he develops various ecstatic symptoms in his body. And very easily, he crosses over the material ocean of birth and death. One name of Krishna is this. But if somebody is chanting Krishna Nam again and again, many times, but he doesn't have tears in his eyes, he has no fame.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and...
Ashru, romanticum, etc., ecstatic symptoms, do they manifest in your body or no? If no, definitely you are offensive. You have some offenses disturbing you. What we should do then? We should chant continually. We should chant continually the names. We should hear Hari Katha. Serve Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. One pure Krishna's name. Its shadow, abhas of name, nam abhas can destroy all sinful reactions. And then one manifests, prema bhakti is manifest in him, his heart. And then he develops ecstatic symptoms in his body. His eyes are moist with tears. And very easily, his material life is destroyed and he attains Krishna's service. This is the power, strength of one name, Krishna. But if again and again he chants the name and prema is not manifesting in him, he doesn't wet his tears with tears, he has no ecstatic symptoms manifest in him. Definitely, he has a lot of offenses disturbing him. The seed of Krishna is not, Krishna Nam is not sprouting. This is a big obstacle on the path of bhajan. Or having dhyatma buddhi, considering the body to be self, one develops mentality of material sense enjoyment. Violence, etc., can be removed by Nam. That's why you should be very, very careful in chanting against the Nama Parad, the offenses towards the names. Translation.
The Smriti Vata means those anathas which arise in life's previous sinful activities. In this life and in the previous life, we perform many horrible actions. These are resulting in the five types of flesh or misery, such as avidya, abhinivesh, raj, and dvesh. Because we have been bound since Sarvara beginning of this ignorance, then the jiva is always suffering the result of these five types of flesh. This abhinivesh, or absorption feelings of I and mine, is the root cause of all these anathas. Thinking this bag is still enduring is me, and what is related to this bag is still enduring, like friends, family, mother and father, etc. This is abhinivesh. Has been continuing for so many millions of lifetimes, and it will not be destroyed very easily. Even this bodily absorption is present in the Madhyamanikari, who is an expert mother, who doesn't speak of anyone else, but Madhyamanikari can control other people. Then the next type of anatta is those called Kriti with anatta. As a result of good pious activities performed in this life and previous life, then one has facilities to enjoy many types of material enjoyment, as well as ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಯಾವ even once the chanting of Krishna name one time purely is eternal. If we are chanting again and again, Bahunam Sari, Bahunam Lori, Nahoyo Vika. But just that, by chanting again and again, our heart is not melting. The tears are not coming from the eye. That means the seed of Harinam that is given by Gurudev is not sprouting. Therefore, this analysis which arrives from partial faith, it absorbs us in the bodily conception of life. So, the seed we have given is not proud, because we are not because of so much apparatus. Therefore, we should be very, very careful for this. I can program
people. Abhi, abhi, Amrud, Jalpa, Jalte, Ule, Hanjir, Jaiye, Hanjir, Jaiye, Manti, Ganga, Ki, Parimar, Vandar, Ke, Sattu,
Sattu, Sattu, Sattu, Sattu, Sattu, Sattu, that you are thinking that you're doing some wrong activity, you're disturbing somebody, and you're thinking that I will chant and I will remove this reaction to this.